Thanks, Damien. Good afternoon. Last night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was notified of an attempted robbery at the Fairway Market. That's on 590 Herrick Avenue, Eureka. The clerk told the deputies a female entered the market at approximately 8:30 and stood near the front door. She then walked up to the counter and said, "Give me all your money or I will roll you," while keeping both hands in her pocket. The female repeated the demand several times, but no weapon was ever displayed. Eventually, the prospective robber gave up and said, "Go back to your own country," and then left. Deputies are on the lookout for the suspect, described as a female adult in the mid-30s, standing at 5'3" to 5'6" in height, wearing glasses, dark pants, and a white shirt. A sad update to a missing persons story we've been covering, as earlier today, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was notified that they located a deceased man in the woods near Redwood Fields. They believe the missing person to be Jeffrey Panoutsos, a man that has recently been the subject of a wide search. Another drug bust as Mendocino law enforcement teamed up. Deputies with the County of Mendocino Marijuana Eradication Team, otherwise known as COMET, with assistance from the Mendocino Sheriff's Office. They served a search warrant at a residence on the 1400 block of Christopher Court in Ukiah. John McDonald was stopped by investigators as the vehicle was leaving the residence. Located inside were 7 pounds of processed marijuana packaged in separate 1-pound baggies. Street value, $14,000. Located at the residence was approximately 31 pounds of marijuana packaged for sale, 46 marijuana plants that were being grown indoors, and that had a street value of over $50,000. And there was $46,000 in cash, as well as money orders. Richard Gondola arrived at the residence during the service of the search warrant, and he was also arrested. It was a very productive meeting today, as Humboldt State University is now pleased to announce that an agreement in principle has been reached with Redwood Capital Bank. It provides ongoing resources to ensure the future of the Natural History Museum, as well as provide a new branch location in Arcata for the bank. Under the agreement, Redwood Capital Bank will lease from the university the museum's existing space, that's on 1315 G Street, Arcata. In turn, the museum will move across the street to the former video building, which the bank will give to the university. Additionally, the bank has agreed to provide generous financial support to assist with the museum's operations, as well as logistical assistance to build the museum's endowment. The museum was opened in 1989 and offers exhibits and programs for students, educators, and the general public. More KINS News after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
A large property in Mendocino County that was found to be the location of a large marijuana grow last year has once again been busted, as deputies went to a property in the 62,000 block of Bell Springs Road and contacted David Jeffries, located in an outbuilding on the property where 503 marijuana plants that were being grown inside a building, street value over $250,000. The property was determined to be owned by Jason Smith. Deputies noted this was the same location that was searched on July last year, where 651 marijuana plants were seized. Deputies then went to a property at the 48,000 block of North Highway 101, and they contacted Richard Ezell. While at that property, deputies observed marijuana being grown in an outbuilding, so they obtained a search warrant, and then located in after that warrant were 925 marijuana plants that were being grown inside the buildings and approximately 50 pounds of hanging partially processed weed. Street value, over $462,000. Ezell and the other parties were all arrested on related charges. A search has ended now that Arcata police have determined that 53-year-old David Anthony Williams is safe after having been located in a local medical facility where he checked himself in. Williams was reported missing by a family member on February 21st. The Arcata Police Department thanks everybody that helped in the search for Mr. Williams. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.